Hill Country. Do not attempt to adjust your volumes or dials. This is not Lou McCoy. He is out today, but I'm Bobby Burris with the Hero Card. And we're very pleased to be here, Glenn and I.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing real well. It's been a beautiful day in the Hill Country.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, we have been so fortunate and so blessed to have this mild February. It's been great.
Do you think winter's over, or we have a late breaker coming before it's over with?
I think we definitely have some cold weather coming. My grandmother and grandfather always said, you know, one more freeze before Easter. I'm looking for that. As a matter of fact, I believe our weatherman's talking about colder temperatures over the weekend.
Absolutely. No, I think we got a high tomorrow of about 65. So that there's nothing wrong with that, I don't think.
No, a little more seasonal. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's nice to have a little bit of winter.
Absolutely. So how was your week?
It was a good week, a productive week. We've had a lot of stuff going on around the radio station. Really looking forward to 2017 being one of the biggest and best years since I've been back here.
Yeah,
this will be my fourth go-around at this radio network.
There.
I started here.
Oh, there you go.
And things are really great. We've got a wonderful staff, and it's certainly wonderful to have you and Lou on here, Bobby.
Well, we've really enjoyed it. I know Lou's, I've told him he's done a heck of a job, so I'll try to fill in his boots today. We do have some guests in the house with us today.
Yes.
We have some folks from the Glory Community Garden. And if you're not familiar with that, I've got some folks here that are going to tell us all about it. I went by the other day, and it is just a phenomenal neighborhood project. And with us today, we have Noah Allen, who I think is the man behind the scenes. Noah, I'm sorry. Lou got that mixed up the other day, and I guess so did I.
It stuck with you.
Well, you know, he's bringing communities together, so, you know, Noah just sticks out. So maybe we'll refer to him as Mr. Noah today. So, and then also we have Pam Umstead, who's also a big contributor into this project as well. So we're going to try to get these folks to tell us a little bit about this project, and if you haven't been there yet, they're at 200 West Davis Street. You should take a look at this. This is quite a little project they have going on. Mr. Noah, tell us how you got this project started.
Thank you, Robin. Greetings. Glory Community Garden is a outreach ministry of Barnett Chapel United Methodist Church. When I arrived in Kerrville in 2011, I raised a question to the congregation. How could we take the assets that were available to us to use them to honor God and to be in fellowship with our neighbor? And so Clifton Pfeiffer, or Coach Pfeiffer, as he's so fondly known, suggested a community garden. And we cast vision and invited people to come along and partner with us, and that was in 2013. Since that time, we put up a deer-proof fence. We have 30 raised beds. We have a garden center, and we have about 42 community partners.
Man, that is just really sounds like an awesome project that is going to bring folks together. I guess that's sort of...
Yeah, that's the object, to create space to have the conversation. Intergenerationally, cross-culturally, we want to have people to come out and grow some healthy vegetables and learn to meet each other and learn about life.
Sure, and that's so much needed these days in this technology world where everybody is connected but not really in person and
disconnected.
That's what you'd have to say. We revel in some of this technology, but it certainly has not always brought us closer together. So it sounds like the project you guys are working on is developing just to do that, to bring people together.
It has done that. The city of Kerrville, among other business entities, have agreed to partner with us in many capacities. We finished phase one of the project about a year or so ago. I was putting up the fence, building the beds, and we had our first growing season last year.
And how did that go for y'all?
Well, I grew four nice watermelons.
Wow. You know, that's funny. My wife was trying to grow watermelons this past summer, and we got them about the size of a softball. They didn't seem to get much bigger than that.
Mine were much larger than that.
Yours were larger than that? Good deal. Well, I'll have to come over for some tips.
Yeah, we grew tomatoes, eggplants, squash, peppers, just a variety of vegetables. This year we have 100% participation. All 30 of our beds will be utilize this
year. That's really great. That's really, really great. So I guess also that this, for folks that want to come over here and be involved or volunteer or maybe they just want to come over for a little education, I assume that's possible as well for folks that, like my wife, if I want to send her over there to learn how to get a little bigger watermelon this year, that would be something that y'all could coach her on, I assume.
Yeah, Hill Country Master Gardeners is one of our partners. And once a month, we have a Learn and Grow gathering at the Dawes School Community Centers.
Okay.
Not only for our gardeners, but for the community at large.
Okay.
Many people do container garden at their houses. They have small gardens. And we want to share this information so everybody can be productive.
Okay.
And especially, we want to make space for our children.
Sure.
So they can learn to be resourceful.
Absolutely.
It's just a wonderful thing for a child to grow something and be able to say, I did this myself.
Yes, and you know, they do get an excitement out of it because my wife has started some little plants for my granddaughters, and they just get a real kick out of seeing them. They were able to pick a couple carrots, and they just thought that was amazing. So the kids will get a lot out of it, obviously. So once a month, I could send my wife over there to get a little gardening education provided by the Master Gardeners Association.
The second Saturday of the month.
Okay.
From 10 to noon.
Okay.
We meet at the Dawes School Community Center, and we call it Learn and Grow.
Okay.
And now, lunch is served.
Pam, you're, I think, a big part of this Master Gardeners program, are you not?
Yes, and that's how I got involved in Glory Garden. Alan had called Master Gardeners and said, hey, we got this project, but, you know, we really need some help. And I had not been here that long and was involved with Master Gardeners, so they asked me to go over and, you know, see what I could do. Well, the comical part was I've never been a veggie gardener. I've been a pretty stuff flowers and shrubs gardener. And, I mean, there's the basics there, but I didn't.
So you've been learning a little bit as yourself.
I kind of got shamed into it. I had to learn. And my husband had always been the veggie gardener at our house.
Okay.
And we do have some beds at our house. So last year, I became the veggie gardener at our house. So I'm learning along the way. And Alan actually became a master gardener in this process. He took the lead and, you know, took the course and is involved in Master Gardeners. So it's been quite an adventure. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet so. You know, my wife, I mentioned, is doing some gardening, and, you know, we've just sort of been learning trial and error. And, of course, I was familiar with your organization that you're part of, so I've been trying to coach her. Maybe that's a direction we need to go as well, to especially learning a little more about some of the more native stuff in this area that, you know, I came from the Rio Grande Valley where it was hot, and some things that do well up here, you know, didn't do too well down there in that very hot, humid climate. So that sounds like it'd be a fun thing to do. I know that one of the big projects that these folks have going on tomorrow, actually, is at the Glory Community Garden from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. is a cowboy breakfast and stew. So that, you know, sounds like there's going to be some food. That sounds like maybe the place to be. All the food is by donation to benefit the garden. So, you know, I assume you guys would still be taking some volunteers and or some help there.
Yeah, just come on over. Okay. And food is by donation. There's going to be games and music and entertainment and all that, and that's all free for everybody.
Okay.
So just bring the family and come by and check out the garden, learn what's going on over there, and you'll be able to see how far we've come, and you'll also be able to see what the next steps are.
Okay.
We've got some exciting things that are getting ready to pop in the next few months. So just come and find out.
Well, and it sounds like, too, if they have 30 beds, hopefully they're going to be expanding. More than likely they're going to be expanding. But I'm told that you can get on a waiting list. If you would like to have a little fun and grow something nice, get your name on the waiting list tomorrow while you're out at the event. And, you know, they get enough on the waiting list and enough help, you know, they may be putting in some more beds, I assume. Is expansion in that way in the works as well?
We're landlocked.
Okay. So
I think the 30 beds is all we're going to be able to do. Basically, we still have some construction to do in our phase two. We're going to be landscaping the property. We're putting in a walking path. We have a water catchment system going in. We're going to have benches both inside and outside the garden where people can just come and sit and enjoy the decor and be able to talk to their neighbors and get to know each other.
Sure. And Sounds like that would be a great thing for others to maybe take to their neighborhood at some given point in time as well. You're landlocked there, but maybe we'll find another neighborhood that has a need for something. Yes. Well, every neighborhood these days has a need for something like this. We just need more neighborhoods coming together and, that village, raising a family in a village is so much more conducive to a good growing up and values and morals and everything that goes along with that. So sounds like you guys are doing a great service for that neighborhood, and sounds like we ought to try to expand it to others.
Well, we understand that, we've been watched, since we started to see how it worked, and we were just kind of pioneering this thing. So, we did some things right, we made some mistakes, you learned from your mistakes, but we really did good. I patted ourselves on the back the other night because I got a copy of a new PowerPoint presentation that A&M put out about how to do a community garden. And a friend of mine had taken veggie specialist training, and she got this, and I said, send it to me. I'll go through. I'm sure there's stuff I can learn in there. And it was really exciting to read through there, and I bet at least 75% of the stuff that they said you should do, and it's not just the physical stuff, but it's the whole organization stuff. That's what we did. And I was like, yay, we're all right. We're on track. We're doing good.
Great minds think alike.
Absolutely. So we kind of feel like we're the pioneers in town, but we'd be more than happy to lend our experience and all that to other groups that want to do the same thing.
So is there anything in particular that you guys need out there that our listeners could possibly help with, far as money or time or materials?
We're still doing grant writing. We have received matching grants now for our water catchment system, and a good bit of our exterior landscaping. We still need some more on that. We're going to need some more for the seating areas, that kind of thing. So, and then just ongoing maintenance. We're going to need to establish a fund for ongoing maintenance. And also for a part-time garden manager that we would like to have on site. Okay. That's something that we don't have now. Okay. So that would be a nice part-time, probably, sort of on and off seasonal position for someone.
Okay.
And that's something that we need to fund.
Yeah. Okay. So that somebody out there listening that would feel the passion about such a project, when's the best time to catch you guys over there at the, is there somebody there all the time now?
Tomorrow from 9 to 2. Are you?
Okay, so there you have it, folks. Let's get this thing going right away tomorrow.
Or you can always call Barnett Chapel United Methodist Church.
Okay.
And leave a message.
Yeah. Okay.
And well, we do have a Facebook page, so you can go there. We try to keep that updated with what's going on in the garden, and so you can always message in through the Facebook page.
So search your Facebook page for Glory Community Garden and like them there and see what they're all about and help them get this project moving in the direction they hope. Yes, sir.
We're very interested in getting more children involved.
Okay.
We have about 6 beds that we built specifically for children.
Okay.
So families with children, we invite you to please come out and join us.
So tomorrow would be a good time. It's Saturday. It's going to be a lovely day, a little bit cooler, so you won't be out there breaking a sweat. And go out there and come check out the Cowboy Breakfast and Stew and bring your kids and let them learn a little bit about nature and where we actually get our food from.
Right.
That's I think there's so many people these days that don't quite understand that any longer.
Well, this has made it possible for a lot of people to garden that otherwise couldn't. Between the deer problem and all that kind of thing in town, and some of these people that live right close there, and even if they have a sunny spot, if they don't have a deer fence, their garden is not going to make it. And so it gets to be cost prohibitive, to try to put in a garden space like that.
Sure.
So we've got all that taken care of for them.
Well, that's great. So get by there tomorrow, 9 to 2. Have some good food, some fun, some games, and get your name on the waiting list to be a part of this project and bring the kids out.
Absolutely.
That's what it's, this was about the future of our kids is what these neighborhood programs are about, to bring communities together and to help send our kids on the right way in life. And learning how to grow your own food is certainly something that is the young kids today don't really understand. They think it's all at the local supermarket just waiting yeah. for them. And it is, but somebody had to do this work to get it to that point.
Well, we've taught a lot of interesting stuff when we first started, and we filled the beds with some good dirt, you know, some good dirt, but it always needs more. And so we had several people that came on board, a gentleman that sells microbes.
Okay, sure. Oh, yeah.
He donated
that stuff is fabulous,
treated
too.
All the beds. Mm-hmm. Then another gentleman that has a hobby of raising worms.
Oh, wow.
Called up out of the blue and brought us two huge garbage cans full of worms
wow.
that he had raised. So we dumped all the worms in there. And it's just been amazing, you know, to see the things that people come along with. And now we've got this great compost bin system out there. If you want to learn to do composting, that is a perfect example.
Well, and the worms are right. for that purpose, are they
well,
not?
Well, the worms are in the beds.
Okay. Oh, they
the
are.
The worms are in the beds.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I remember my granddad used to do composting.
Used to put worms in
composting. Okay,
oh,
that's
yeah.
what I remembered them from, and they may sure. have been everywhere. But I was a young child, and we always saved all the banana peels and all
right.
the you know food waste, and we'd take it out there and.
But you can learn a lot just by looking around out there and seeing what we're doing and asking questions.
Sure. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun and a great education, and. Glenn, we'll get you out there tomorrow. We'll get
yeah,
you.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good
breakfast
place to be.
Lunch.
So what kind of stew are we having tomorrow? This is just...
Texas stew, my friend.
Texas stew. Okay.
Right.
Now, what comes in Texas stew?
You have to talk with the cook.
Okay. There you go. That's fair enough. Well, it'll be a great event, so I hope some of our listeners can get out there and check out what this is all about and see the good things that, you know, communities are doing to help the family. So we're going to take a little break. Our music of the day is Heart. And so we'll have a little music. A couple of great ladies that played a little good rock and roll from the 70s that I recall very well. So we'll go to break now, but we'll be back with more of the show shortly. It's KERV AM 1230. Welcome back to the Hero Hour. That was Pam Umstead and Alan Noah with the Glory Community Guard that we had on. They're fabulous folks, and they are doing something so great
really nice
for the community.
Folks,
wouldn't you say? I mean, that's we were just talking about it during the break. You know, kids will learn to eat better if they knew where their food was coming from, and being involved in it, I think, would make such a huge difference.
Sure, and what, I mean, you know, it's not real hard to get kids interested in this kind of stuff. I mean, I know as a kid, it was just part of growing up. You know,
I think it's a little harder these days because the kids have so much, you know, this, all these games and everything that they're playing.
Yeah.
But what a concept to get them off the living room couch and out in nature and doing something productive. I just think that's a fabulous thing.
Absolutely. And as we said off the air, you know, it's you know, there's so many facets to it. Not only is it better for you than stuff that's had who knows what pesticides things.
Sure.
You know, it's also you know, the sense of pride you get, and my goodness,
absolutely,
it tastes better.
Yeah, no, it's certainly you know, you can't get any fresher.
No.
You can't get any fresher. You didn't have to ride on a truck anywhere. You just went and hauled it out of the garden and washed
it
in the sink, and right there you're ready to go. So, you know, if you guys have time tomorrow, what a worthwhile place to be for a great cowboy breakfast, lunchtime stew from 9 to 2 tomorrow at the Glory Community Garden. Again, 200 West Davis Street here in Kerrville. So if you get a chance, go out there for a bit and learn something about what's going on in the community and meet some of the folks and, you know, maybe get a tip or two on doing your own garden. I think it'd be a great thing.
Absolutely.
So we'll mention that again before then in case you forgot the address. But we also today, we've got some other things going on this weekend that we really want to talk about too. There are a couple other events going on this weekend. And, you know, one of them is, and I think a lot of people here in the Hill Country are familiar with it, is Ducks Unlimited. This is a great organization that is helping to protect environment and these wonderful ducks. And Ryan Dill is in charge of this event. They're having their banquet this Saturday from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. At the Hill Country Shooting Sports Center on 1886 Cypress Road. If you want to get some early tickets and save a little money, call Ryan Dill. He's at 830-377-2838. That's 377-2838.
It seems to get bigger and better every year.
Well, that's my understanding. I've heard a lot about it since I've been here, my short time in town. But it's a great opportunity to give to a cause that is protecting our environment.
Absolutely.
And that's important these days. You know, we have limited resources, so we need to take care of them so they'll be around for our generations to come. What's going to be fun at this year's banquet is there's going to be plenty of opportunities to win great prizes, including limited edition 80th anniversary Ducks Unlimited merchandise, outdoor gear, and guns.
Wow.
So there'll be some great giveaways at this event. You can attend by getting two different types of tables that are available, a pintail table and a mallard table. So give Ryan Dill a call and make arrangements to him to go to this event because heck, you might win some great prizes. And again, it's something that's good for our environment. And you know, there's ticket information. Tickets are only $85. Or $150 for a couple. So give Ryan a call, again, at 377-2838. And get out there for some fun tomorrow night after you have breakfast and lunch at the Glory Community Garden.
There you go. You can make a whole day of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Also, something we got going on is the well, you got a little bit of time left to make it to the VA healthcare system. They have, I'm sorry, this is tomorrow as well. So you can split between a brown bag lunch at the Union Church. And they're having that tomorrow from 11 to 3. And that's at the... I'm sorry, that's going to be tomorrow That's today, 11:30 to 1. Appears we missed that. The Union Church. Lou's giving me stuff that's already happened.
Well, that's all right. They do that regularly, so we'll catch them next time.
Well, there is still something else going on tomorrow from 11 to 3. So you go have your little breakfast at the Glory Community Center, and then head over to the Callow Theater for the South Texas VA Health System 26th Annual Salute to Women's Veterans. That would be the place to be as well tomorrow from 11 to 3. There's no charge. It's open to the public. This event's held to honor and celebrate service women veterans. There'll be a women's veterans quilt display. There'll be a guest speaker, Dr. Betty Mosley Brown, Associate Director of Veterans Affairs, the Center for Women's Veterans. There'll be some breakout sessions. That will include yoga, Tai Chi, Zumba Cold. All activities include refreshments, door prizes, health information booth, memory quilts, keynote speaker, and entertainment. All at no charge to the folks going. So that's a great event to help our veterans out as well. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to give you a little more information about what's going on with the Hero Card and some of our business partners. So you're listening today to KERV 1230 AM. Stay around.
Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at herocardonline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
Well, Heart is a group of ladies that I listened to a lot when I was young. They had fabulous voices, played a mean guitar.
Oh, absolutely!
You know, I one of the better concerts I remember seeing back in the 70s.
Sure, and they're one of those bands too that has maintained their cool factor
absolutely
through all these years. People still love to go see them, yeah. You know, and that's an elite group, you know.
Absolutely.
You got like the Rolling Stones and guys like that that have kept it together.
Yeah.
And they're certainly the queens of rock and roll.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Well, we're going to finish up this last part of our time together today with talking about a little bit about some of our heroes, superheroes, and our super duper heroes. And there's a lot of good stuff going on in the community right now that is making a real difference for our card members, our fundraising groups, and our business partners. And a few of those we'd like to talk about today because they've just been really great in helping our members save a little money. And so we'll hit on a few of those today. One of our newer ones out in the Fredericksburg area is Gaddy's Pizza. If you're looking for some good pizza over the weekend here, they've got a special of takeout orders only. But go by and pick you up a gourmet pizza, and get a free medium one-topping pizza with that. So, you know, you can have a little extra for the whole family this evening. Pick one of those up if you get a chance this weekend over at Gaddy's Pizza. And, of course, if you go in, they got a lot of fun things to do in there and take the family as well. One of the other things that we want to talk about today, too, is Mager weight loss. If we've had a little too much pizza, and we've all been a little guilty of that, you can still have some pizza, is what I'm told by some of these coaching sessions at Mager Weight Loss. You just got to teach you how to eat a little right, and that's what they're willing to do over there. And the special that they're offering is 20% off their coaching sessions. And call Mager Weight Loss and schedule a little time so that, you know, maybe once a week you can go over and have a slice of pizza. That'll all be part of your good nutritional program that they'll help set you up with and help you drop those few pounds for summer coming, you know, swimsuit weather and sure. Hanging out on the river. Also, as you start getting your nutritional dietary needs figured out and the smart way to eat, the folks over at Premier 7 Gym, they're going to help you. They're going to help you get up off the sofa and start doing the amount of work necessary to keep your body healthy. And
you'll feel better.
Oh, I always do. I always find, you know, I complain getting up to go do it.
Uh-huh.
But once I've done it, you always feel better. Always. Absolutely. Even the first time you'll do it, just go for a walk if you've not done it for a while, and you'll feel better. But
and the more you do it, the more addicted you become.
Absolutely.
To feeling good.
Absolutely. And they've got a great special as well over there. Again, this is something you need to do on an ongoing basis. So they have $100 off a 36-session personal training package. They're over there at 727 Hill Country Drive. Really nice folks over there, and they're going to work with you individually to help you meet your goals to get ready for summer. And just to put your health, your life on a healthy track. I mean, that's the most important thing for sure. All of us is to try to do things that are healthy. We want to be around a while.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's a great place to check out. Again, one of our wonderful business partners. Also, spring is coming. Whether we like it or not, you know, it's still springish out there today, but we've got some cold weather coming. But one of our business partners is Sprinkler Smart. They're a fairly newly formed company that specializes in sprinklers, landscaping, lawn care, tree trimming. So if you want to get your yard back in shape and get a little sprinkler system out there, ultimately in the long run, save you money on water. It'll keep things
tons
looking
of money
green.
Mm-hmm.
But give those folks a call at 830-496-1680 and let them give you a little discount off your sprinkler system or some lawn care, some landscaping. They do a little bit of everything. So give them a call at Sprinkler Smart. One other folks I want to talk about today, and this may be for our individuals, but probably like this time of year more for our businesses that are out there that are looking for some help in their HR benefit packages that they do for their employees.
Mm-hmm.
Open enrollment's over, but Benefit Solutions over on 952 Jefferson Street offer a comprehensive list of products that cover health, dental, life, and more. And what they specialize to is small to large companies. They will be your HR benefit producer. They will take care of all those details for you.
Wow.
Todd Peter over there is a fabulous individual. He will sit down with you and make sure you understand it. They're not just a transactional type company to, you know, take the money and run. They're going to make sure you get the right package for your employees or the right policy for yourself and make sure that you understand it and save you a lot of money. They saved me about 75% of what I was going to have to pay for health insurance this year.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
It was a great deal. And Todd Peter over there and his staff at Benefit Solutions is a great bunch to help you take care of those things that we all hate to take care of.
Benefit Solutions.
Benefit Solutions, absolutely. So those are some of our superheroes, and we hope you patronize them. Show them your card. Bring your card out as soon as you get there and let them give you some deals to save you a little money. Also, we've got some spring cleaning going on this year, so we will talk about a few of our other partners that may be able to help you with that. We've got Harden Cleaning. We've got Kerrville Plumbing. We've got Pal Vacuum. Laser Car Wash. Get your car clean. Hill Country Telephone Company. They've got a great deal right now for spring cleaning for your computer.
Really?
Take your computer over there, and they've got a real good special to get those ugly viruses off and clean up your computer, make it faster and ready to roll. So that's the folks over there at Hill Country Telephone Company. So you all give them a call as well. Tell you what, we're going to get back to some other ones here. We're going to take a quick break and listen to a little more Heart while we have the opportunity. So we'll be right back. Hold on for a minute at KERV 1230 Radio. Bobby Burris sitting in today for Lou McCoy, who's out doing something, again, good for the community, because that's what Lou's all about.
You reckon he's listening? I bet he is.
Well, you know, if not, he'll hear me later, because I'm sure he's going to check up on me.
The podcast, so.
Well, there you go. Yes, and that's a good thing for folks to know as well. In case you missed one of these programs or you'd like to hear something that had been said in one of our previous shows, go to the HeroCardOnline.com. And all of the shows are listed. You can listen to them anytime you want at your leisure. There's some fun things, some good information, and then also some of these great stories that we talk about with different projects going on that are community-based. So if you get a chance, go to the Hero Card online and listen to one of the programs, see what you think about it, and send us an email if you like one or you have an idea that you'd like to hear about. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
And you can reach us right there through the website. Talk a little bit about the website, because as we're talking about some of our business partners today, the website is just full of information and what companies here in town are offering discounts and for what and that sort of thing. So if you go to the website, and there's just four little tabs at the top of the website that tell you a little bit about what we're doing. You know, the partnering is about our business partners. And if you've got a business out there, and you want to be a partner and get some of our cardholder members to patronize your shop more often, mm-hmm. go into the partnering tab, and you can sign up right there online and get you involved in the program right away. One of the other things that we do is fundraisers. So if you've got a not-for-profit organization out there, or you know, maybe it's your club that you're involved in, and you need to raise some money for a good project that you're doing, we've got the greatest fundraiser opportunity available. Because what it does is it keeps paying you year after year on all the cards that you sell when they renew. So if you sold 100 cards this year and half of them renewed, you'd be starting 50% ahead next year when you did that fundraiser again.
That's great stuff.
And it's an easy sale. Absolutely. You know, it's an easy sale because there's over 75 businesses here in the Kerrville area that take this card. So you can save money all over the place. It's a great investment.
If you really pay attention to where you're spending your money, you can save a ton.
Absolutely. You know, and that's where the website comes in handy, because aside from the fundraisers and the business partnering, the tab called discounts. You hit that tab there, you can search by what you're looking for, business name, a city, you know, type in hamburger, something's going to come up.
That's a really great deal.
Absolutely. And you list all.
You read my mind when you said hamburger. I was thinking hamburger right then.
Well, and we've got quite a few hamburger places on here that you can go to.
All right.
Culver's over on Junction Highway.
Love them.
That's a good burger. They got some great custard. Brown's Drive-In.
Oh, man.
You know, they make a good old-fashioned burger. You can also do Burger King. You know, Burger King is one of our partners, and they do, I believe, a 10% discount
off
of your meal every day. So Flame Broiled, that's a good burger over there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, our folks at Classic Burgers.
Yeah. Y'all got all the good ones.
Oh, no, we got they're all there. So, man, if you need a burger, you have choices to make when it comes to a burger.
Yeah.
Of course, if you're looking for something a little more uptown, we've got some other good things in that respect, too. Chili's. You need to go to Chili's and use your card there. Again, 10% off your meal.
Great place to take a date or the family.
Absolutely. Del Norte just got them on board. They're doing an evening promotion where you get a free drink, beverage with your meal. So, yeah, that's a $10 meal or $8 meal. That's a $2.50 drink. So that's not a bad deal at
all. Del Norte is a legend in these parts for a reason.
Well, you know, I came from the Rio Grande Valley, and I'd have to say they have the best Mexican food of anywhere I've had that's closest to where I came from.
Oh, so, man.
I love their food there. Great place to go. Dairy Queen was another place I failed to mention.
Who doesn't love DQ?
Oh, man. Again, 10% off. I'll go there and get you one of their Belt Busters
Or a Blizzard.
Oh, yeah.
Both.
Oh, yeah, both. Probably my thing. That's my problem.
There you go.
Dickie's Barbecue.
Yeah.
Definitely go out there, and you'll be happy you did. Chicken Express, if you're looking for something a little quick. Of course, who wants to fry chicken anymore? Chicken Express is, you know, as good or better than any homemade chicken,
I think, these days. They're right down the road. They're the closest chicken place to us.
Absolutely.
So believe me, I've been there a time or two.
Yeah, they will treat you right over there as well. You know, some of the things that we've got going on with the weather starting to get springtime, and planning for a little spring break or you know, a little vacations coming up. Maybe time to get your car in order. So we've got quite a few little automotive places as well that will help you take care of your car.
Get you all spiffed up.
Absolutely. From getting it clean over there at Laser Car Wash, they do a discount over there. They have an attendant there. It's a sort of a self-serve car wash, but every day from, I think, 10 to 5, they have an attendant there. They do a discount off a wash. If you're needing a little more work than that, maybe an oil change or something, Ultimate Automotive. They got two locations, one on Sydney Baker, one on Junction Highway.
Okay.
But they do a really neat discount for an oil change. So you want to be sure to get that done before you're going to go on any trips.
Absolutely. You know, that's important to get that oil change.
Take care of your car. If you're sort of the do-it-yourselfer and you're in Fredericksburg, the Napa store over there will get you fixed up.
Napa know-how.
That's what they're well-known, and they take good care of you over there. if you're out on the road already and you need some help, emergency mobile repair. Check them out on our website. They've got all their contact information on there.
Okay.
But they will come to you. So if you've broke down somewhere, give them a call and let them come out and help you get back on the road again.
All right. What was the name of that again?
That was Emergency Mobile Repair.
Oh,
and
make
again,
a note
you'll
of
find
that.
Them on the Hero Card online website, along with, you know, dozens and dozens of others, businesses, and from plumbers to house cleaning to just whatever you need is on our website. And every time stuff you may buy anyway, so why not save some money when you buy it?
Well, that's the great thing about this is because there, you know, it's not like you're never going to need a plumber or a mechanic.
Absolutely.
Or a hamburger.
Absolutely.
So there you go. I mean, why wouldn't you
chicken.
Do it? Yeah.
Now, I do want to mention one other automotive place because they're sort of very customized. I think they work on anything, but they've Carter Automotive really focuses on Mercedes and Volvos, some of your little higher-end foreign cars. So if you need a little work on the Volvo or the Benz, you should give Carter Automotive a call and let them save you a little money as well.
They specialize in
those.
They
specialize.
I'll
bet you they work on just about anything, but that's, you know, sometimes some of these little German vehicles are a little more harder and need a little more expertise, and our folks over at Carter Automotive, they provide that.
They have that expertise.
They have that expertise, and they can get you all fixed up there as well.
All right.
I can't stress enough to check out the website. You'll find just lots of neat information. There's a contact us on there. We would love to hear from you if there's a particular business establishment that you'd like to see us get on our program, let us know, because we're always looking for the new businesses, and businesses are always looking for new customers. So
sure.
A lot of the businesses are very receptive in coming on the program because, you know, we've got a couple thousand card members here in the Hill Country, and they all spend money, and they're always looking for a place to save a little money, and our business partners are always looking for these folks. So
there you go.
Save them a little money and create a brand new relationship with folks that maybe you didn't have before, and always good to meet new folks. So
it sure is.
We're going to close out the day with one more reminder about what we've got going on this weekend. The Glory Community Garden is the place to be from tomorrow, 9 to 2, for a cowboy breakfast and stew. They're at 200 West Davis. Go by there and check out what these folks are doing to help the community, because you'll learn a lot, and take your kids, because the kids will learn a lot about, you know, where our food really comes from and how to do it. It'll be a great opportunity for them and bring you and your family closer together with your community.
Oh, it'll
with
be
your
fun.
Neighbors. Absolutely. So 9 to 3 tomorrow. Don't forget about that one. And then also we have the VA Health Care System Prevents the 26th Annual Salute to Women's Veterans. That's tomorrow at the Callow Theater. So check them out from 11 to 3. That'll be a great event. And then, of course, Ducks Unlimited. We don't want to forget to call Ryan Dill and order your tickets.
Good old Ryan.
Absolutely. And he'll fix you right up. And that's a great event. It's been going on a long time, and they do a lot to help our environment. And
as we said, it gets better every year.
Well, and they're giving away outdoor gear and guns, so wow. Heck, you might just win something. So go check them out as well.
And guaranteed, the food's going to be top notch.
That's what I've been told, that they do some good vittles over
you
there.
Betcha.
Good vittles over there. Well, we appreciate everybody being with us today, and we hope we gave you some good information and told you some fun things to do over the weekend. I'll be back here another time when Lou is going to play hooky on us.
I was going to ask you, are you coming back next week?
Absolutely. Well, I'll be around, but we'll see if Lou comes back from his he is off on a nice trip. He's doing something with the Rotary today at a conference up in North Texas. And
Lou, he's a hard worker.
Yeah, he really is. Hardest working man I've been around. So he's a good guy, and he's really done a great job with the Hero Card. So check us out next week, every Friday, 2 to 3, and we look forward to seeing you guys again. This is Bobby Burris with the Hero Card at KERV, 1230 AM Radio. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. We appreciate you being here.
Absolutely. Talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Handyman Gary Sullivan, weekends at 10 p.m. on the Talk of Texas.